Hey, y'all, this is Koi, and welcome to the podcast, Self-Care is Selfish. That's right, I said it, and I'm being selfish right now, doing what I love to do. Talking about personal development, a little bit of odd facts here and there, and esoteric-ish. Yeah, I'm one of those people that like to talk about the planets, stars, angel numbers, and chakras. That's me, okay? So if you don't like that, you can kindly get off this channel.
What?
Nah, I'm just playing. But when you do things that are solely for yourself, it can be selfish, but not in the name of self-love, right? Let's talk about this. So if you're curious to find out, stick around, get cozy, and let's get into this. You got to realize you got to replenish your love. I said that before, but we're going to say it again, okay? Self-love is a way to replenish the heart. Now think of this, right? What happens, let's say that you were invited somewhere and it's a potluck, right? And you're like, let me go buy some cookies. Matter of fact, no, I'm going to make cookies. You make 12 cookies, right? And you get there and you kind of look around how nobody really brought anything. But you're so excited. You're just like, okay, never mind. I made this out of the goodness out of my heart. Here are these cookies. I hope that there's enough. And you kind of start like gazing the room and realize, oh, it's only like 10, 11 people here. Good. I made just enough, right? So then somebody comes up and asks for your help. You put the cookies down and you go help someone. Mind you, the host of the party was so excited about those cookies because they ate the cookies before, right? And you help people and da-da-da-da. And you didn't realize that you didn't really eat anything until your stomach started growling. You look over to the table and you see there are no more cookies. How does that make you feel? Right? And how does it really make you feel when you keep getting invited to bring those cookies and nobody brings any food? That's just wild. I don't care how big of a heart that you have. Eventually, you're going to feel depleted. Eventually, you're going to feel some type of way, some type of emotion that does not feel good, right? You're going to feel somewhat taken advantage of. And if you try to fight those thoughts in your head of, well, those people can't be taking advantage of me, it's going to feel like resistance or a fight between the mind and the heart. Because at the end of the day, the heart does not lie. These feelings don't lie because they're your truth. They may not be other people's truth, but they are your truth. And you need to listen to your truth. Because when you don't, shit happens that doesn't feel good, right? So you got to reel that energy back in to yourself, to your heart space. Instead of giving it out and giving it out, your energy gets depleted, right? You got to start sharing that love with yourself, you know? Like for those that really, really love sharing with others and be like, hey, that makes me feel happy sharing with other people, right? Start asking yourself, how does it feel when someone shares that right back with you? Right? Because reciprocation is medicine for a big heart, I think, you know? And does that really make your self-care selfish? Well, in the name of love, it does. In the name of self-love, it does. Right? Because again, let's get back to the energy, right? Like I was talking about energy. It's selfish to me because love needs harmony. It needs flow, right? Now think about it, ebb and flow of life. Think about the infinity sign, right? That infinity sign is a representation of reciprocation, is a representation in the symbol of how love flows through that. Like I was reading, I'm big on chakras and chakras, how you want to say it. I say chakras. But I was reading something about the frequencies and resonance of energies, right? Because there are things, that's why sound healing is so healing, right? And important. I know that sounds redundant, but it is healing because sound next to light is something that we all can actually feel. As we see in thunder, right? In lightning, light actually has that a sound frequency, right? I remember when I was younger asking, how come you see lightning and the sound comes like later or something, right? Because I remember someone telling me how when a storm, you can tell when it's coming close or when it's leaving, is how the separation from the sound. If the thunder you hear is quite frequent, that means the storm is right upon you. But if the sound has a gap, right, a longer gap in between each resonance that you hear, then it's moving away. Or maybe it's just further away from you. And my inquisitive Gemini self was like, well, how come you see the lightning? And or maybe they might have even said, don't look at the lightning, listen to the sound. Either way, however the conversation went, I do remember asking, like, what's that about? And I'm bringing this to you to talk about something interesting I found, right? There's something called the Schumann frequency, I believe. And I think that talks about the alpha and theta frequencies and brain waves. Now, I don't know why the numbers are so low, but I do know that behind the numbers, there's a hertz, HZ. And when I listen to binaural beats or meditation music, right, I like to tap into the frequencies, whether it's for my chakras or whether it's just knowing that it's helping heal my auric field, my energy, and my whole sense of being, right? And when I look at the chakras and the meditation music, they have usually like a number like 432 hertz or 536 hertz, right? I think I could be, you know, don't quote me now. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I do know that I remember looking up what's the frequency of the earth. Now one said 7.83 hertz. I don't know. It did say that it's alpha theta brainwave frequency that promotes relaxation, cell regeneration, and healing, right? And then I also did some deeper research and I found that it also frequency resonates with 432. And which chakra does that resonate with? Well, it resonates with the crown chakra, it said. And it also said that it's directly related to the vibration of the earth in nature. So then I started thinking about it, like, damn, that's crazy. Because if you've ever seen in some of these meditation like images, right, like the covers on the YouTube, sometimes you see the auric field. And if you can picture this, picture your body standing straight. Picture your body standing straight up, right? Feet are flat on the ground and you're just standing straight up. And picture energy pouring into the top of your crown and going all the way down your body to your feet, right? And soon as it touches the earth, it goes back around, right out of your feet and to the top of your head and goes right back down, right? And it's kind of like a loop, right? And if you can think of that loop, you can kind of see how that infinity symbol is tied into each other, and you can kind of start understanding ebbs and flows, right? Waves, like the earth resonates like that too, just like a globe, right? Those pictures that they have where your energy is flowing down, right, from the top of your head, out of your feet and around, it's pretty much like a kind of like a fat sandwich. No, but really, it's kind of like a globe in a way. It's a sphere. And when you think of your auric field, it's a sphere. I don't know if anyone that's listening to this knows about protecting your energy with a bubble, imagining and seeing it within your mind's eye, a bubble, to protect your energy and to contain your energy, right? All of these things align together and resonate together when you're talking about energy. And to me, energy and words even hold frequency. But the thing about words, it can be tricky because it's about what you believe. And when you believe something, it resonates with your heart space, and your heart chakra, right? And like I was saying, your heart chakra resonates with 639 hertz. Let's really just talk for a brief moment about a balanced heart chakra. A balanced heart chakra allows you to feel love, right, within yourself and from others. So that means that it allows you to share your heart space, and it allows you to receive your heart space without feeling anything less than love. It's empathic, right? Serenity resonates with this. Peace resonates with this energy. Emotionally balanced, right? Again, being able to receive without feeling bad, quote unquote, right? Because we know what that word means. And when it's out of balance, right, and it's overly working, I know that word is messed up, but anyway, you're more than likely just sharing and sharing and sharing love and trying to figure out, maybe not by all any means, not knowing what the true intentions on why you're sharing, because you're trying to get love back subconsciously. But consciously, at its surface, you're just like, oh, let me just share love. Because like we all know, you don't have to be a Christian to know this quote, I don't think. When they speak of Jesus, right, give unto others as you would to yourself. But a lot of times, do we really know how to give love to ourselves? Going back to the crown chakra, if you have no connection with that higher power or what you deem God is, then you really don't know that self-love. Because see, these chakras run deep, and these chakras definitely receive and give, and they also help you align with your walking purpose. And your heart chakra is very important. That's why it's in the middle of the seven chakras. There's more chakras, right? But let's keep it simple. The chakras that are aligned with your spine, in your close proximity of your physical auric body, the chakra is in the middle of the seven. So when it's unbalanced, you can start feeling loneliness, right? Because you're detached from that source energy. You can probably be a little bit demanding or wanting to feel validated a lot, right? Jealous, cold-hearted, narcissistic, right? Narcissistic, that word is thrown around a lot. I know it's a buzzword, but we can think of it simply put as someone with no empathy. A closed heart, right? And when your heart is underactive, a lot of times you do tend to isolate yourself because of that loneliness and because of just ill feelings that are not connecting in the way of sharing with others, right? Whether it's your fault or theirs, right? But letting go of that judgment, you don't have that fault. You don't have that blame that connects with guilt and shame, right? And those are in your lower chakras, which if you stick around, we can start talking a little bit more about that, right? But I just want to talk about the heart chakra, that ebb and flow, that giving and receiving, that receptive feeling and sharing feeling, right? That's the balance of the heart chakra. And you know it's balanced because your awareness is what makes it balanced. Being aware of your own energy, of your own chakras, is actually you healing yourself. Okay? All right now? Can I get a snap? No, anyway, I know this is a podcast, so. But this is my take on, this is just like the start of what I want to share with y'all on why I quite frankly feel that self-care is selfish. I saw a lot of quotes, you know, on the gram and amongst social media, and I was like, yeah, self-care isn't selfish, right? And then I'm like, but it is though. For me, I can think it's selfish because my last thing that I want to share with you all is the words, right, of selfish. It wasn't until I actually saw the definition of selfish, right? And I was like, it says concerned excessively or exclusively with oneself. Now, to me, my perspective on exclusiveness is that it's oneself. Exclusive is something private, right? And then it also went into seeking or concentrating on one's own advantage. Now, when I do things in the name of love, it's not for my own advantage, right? So I had a little tiff with selfish, right? And then it was funny because you know how the internet be interneting. I came across something that said selfishness, and it said it was a noun. And then I was like, well, a noun describes people, places, and things, right? So a noun is something to somewhat affirm or just be. And then I read into it and it was like, devoted to or caring only for oneself, concerned primarily with one's own interests, benefits, welfare, etc., regardless of others. And I said, you know what? What if someone with a big ass heart was caring so much for people? Maybe they just need to not care about other people anyway. It's kind of like, what if they stop caring so much about what other people think of them? You know what I mean? Like, for real though. No, we're not talking about not caring about people and this is my show and being an egomaniac thinking you're the only person on earth. No, we're not talking about stuff. But we're talking about, this is who I am, showing up confidently and knowing what you know, right? And this is your show of what you can control, your time and your energy, what you put out and what you do with it, right? Like, how about you're showing up whole for yourself so you can be whole for other people? Like, if we continue to allow other people to drain us, how are we really showing up whole, real, happy, like for ourselves, right? Because when we're depleted, I don't know about y'all, but like you're cranky, bitchy, like, and you're just pretty much mirroring what was projected on you. Are you throwing out hate or are you sharing love? And if you think about some things, right? If you look at the base of people's intentions in two ways, fear and love, then you'll start to understand the empath and the narcissist story from my perspective, okay? And when you're, I don't know, it was a, I wish I knew what I was watching that day, but there was something that, there was something on TV that I was watching, and they said, no, I know what it was. It's a YouTube channel where this guy talks about human design, which is a system, kind of like astrology, but not really. But it helps you discover oneself, one's energy, and how to replenish yourself, and how to pretty much make decisions for yourself in your own sovereignty of really feeling good, right? Like really monitoring your energy, how much energy people are taking from you and how much energy you're able to like give back to yourself, basically. In short, it's so much more complex than what I'm saying. But this man was saying that self-love in the name of fear is basically narcissism. And I remembered it because I was like, wow, like, wow. And I think that's kind of what got me running down the rabbit hole of like, let me look up what selfish means in the dictionary. Not to say that the dictionary is my truth always, because it's not. Like, let's think about it. Who the hell is Webster? Webster's dictionary. Like, how can I hold my truth to his weight? I don't even know. It's probably some old dead white man. And I respectfully say that, but if you know, you know. I don't need to go there because I want to make my point. When you do things out of love, out of your heart space and out of your chakra, you know how love works. I just said that in the beginning as well as probably 5 minutes ago. It's reciprocal. And sometimes it's not reciprocated because someone's heart chakra just ain't open or yours ain't open. Or let me not say it's not open. It's just not opened in a balanced way. And that's the way that we need to look at chakras too. Sometimes it's underactive because it's not open in the right balanced way. Sometimes it's overly active because it's too open, right? If you think of your body as like a machine, I'm kind of getting images in my head about kind of like a, what are those, choo-choo trains? Oh gosh, I don't know the terminology for that. But, you know, every, like, if you see gears turning, right? Everything is connected. And everything has its part. And when you start discovering one's own self in the name of self-love and taking on your own self-love journey, your own spiritual journey, and your healing journey, you start understanding that it's okay to love on yourself. And it's okay to have boundaries to actually focus on yourself. Right? And not worry about what other people got to say, because confidence is showing up if other people don't give up about what you have to say. You're still confident. It's not about being the person for other people. It's just being the person for you and allowing people to resonate and rock with you and connect with you, because they understand your truth. And you're standing confidently in your own truth, right? Because like the saying goes, real recognizes real. Truth recognizes truth. And in this world that we live in is so paradoxical, because truth is one's own truth, but then there's a true truth, right? That stands true to all of time and all of people. And you have to do your due diligence and your responsibility to know where you stand. Within your own truth and within your own heart. So I'm going to leave it here. This is why self-care is selfish, okay? This is part of my point of view. You can take it or leave it. you can pick up whatever I was said, and you can put down whatever you don't rock with. Either way, I'd love for you to stay with me and hear more about the selfishness of self-care. But not only that too, I want you to hear more about my entrepreneurship, which awakened, brightened my light even more. Some way, somehow, the universe activated my ass, okay, and sat me down with whatever path I was trying to go. I had to grow into understanding that I'm not for everybody, because everything ain't for everybody, right? And as an entrepreneur, I do feel that that path is something that takes you on to self-discovery, takes you to help you understand what type of leader you are and what type of creative gifts you're sharing with the world. Are you using your God-given talents, or are you using skills that you accumulated because your parents or society told you this is what deems you important, right? So cultivating your God-given talents, the skills that you do have, they should be, you know, used, but how are you using them? Because creativity can also hurt other people when you're not aware and conscious of how you're pushing it out and how much love you're putting into your time and energy on building something, instead of working from a response that's in the back of your mind that disrupted your heart space, your nervous system, and causing an alarm in your body, which can be your ultimate demise of burnout, right? So again, thank you for listening. If you're watching on YouTube or anywhere that you can comment back on this, I'd love for you to let me know what's resonating with you. If you're feeling the vibe, definitely subscribe, okay? And definitely check out in the description the link to my business that I own called A Ray of Gratitude, that has a private group that allows you to really work on your self-care practices, but in a soul-nourishing way. It's about inspiring you to actually become aware and enlightened to what makes you feel happy, what makes you feel good, and what, most importantly, makes yourself feel loved. So, this is Koi from Self Care is Selfish, and I'm Audie. I'll see you next time. Peace.